For the second week in a row, television unveils a fledgling new network. Last week, it was Warner Brothers' new WB network, which our TV critic David Bianculli dismissed as awful. Tonight, it's the United Paramount Network, or UPN. Paramount launches its network with the 2-hour premiere of Star Trek Voyager. This time, our TV critic is a lot more impressed.
First of all, I think anyone reviewing a Star Trek TV series or movie ought to say in advance where he or she stands on the whole Star Trek continuum. Imagine a number scale from 1 to 10. 1 is for people who can't stand Star Trek, never watch it, and think it's ridiculous. 10 is for those people who dress up as Klingons at Star Trek conventions, think of all Star Trek TV shows and films as religious experiences, and are desperately in need of a life. On that scale, put me down as a solid 6. I enjoy the franchise, but I have plenty of other TV shows I enjoy more, and I have no problem distinguishing between good Trek and bad Drek. The movie Star Trek V, for example, was awful. And tonight's series premiere of Star Trek Voyager is very, very good. Voyager begins the same way Star Trek The Next Generation began back in 1987, with new officers joining an established starship crew on a dangerous mission. But this time, instead of the USS Enterprise, the starship is the smaller, sleeker USS Voyager. And this time, as new operations officer Harry Kim quickly learns, the captain is a woman. Garrett Wong plays operations officer Harry Kim, and Kate Mulgrew, who once played Mrs. Columbo in a horrible NBC mystery series, plays Catherine Janeway, the first female starship captain in Star Trek history.
Gentlemen, welcome aboard Voyager.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Kim, at ease before you sprain something. Ensign, despite Starfleet protocol, I don't like being addressed as sir.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
Ma'am is acceptable in a crunch, but I prefer captain. We're getting ready to leave. Let me show you to the bridge.
One thing this new Voyager series has going for it is a great gimmick. No sooner does the mission start than it goes amazingly wrong. The ship gets overtaken by some sort of cosmic beam that shoots them some 70,000 light years away. All of a sudden, they're on the other end of the galaxy, parts of the ships are in flames, and some of the crew members, including the ship's doctor, are dead. They don't have any idea what kind of creatures are out there, and even at the maximum warp speeds allowed under the established Star Trek rules, it would take them 70 years to get back home. That's the gimmick that gives Star Trek Voyager a whole new playing field, with lots of new creatures and problems to introduce. The gimmick works because the special effects are wonderful and because the cast is, too. 9 key characters are introduced in the 2-hour pilot, and because of good writing and acting, all of them make an impact. My favorite, though, is Doc Zimmerman, a character played by Robert Picardo. Picardo played a doctor on China Beach and a gym teacher on The Wonder Years, and here he gets to play a computer-generated holographic image, activated right after the tragedy as a replacement for the dead doctor. Many actors would play the holographic doctor like some helpful genie that's been released from a bottle. Picardo plays him like some cranky doctor who's been awakened from a nap.
Computer, initiate emergency medical holographic program.
Please state the nature of the medical emergency.
Multiple percussive injuries.
Status of your doctor?
He's dead.
0.4 cc's of trianiline.
Trianiline?
We lost our nurse, too.
How soon are replacement medical personnel expected?
That could be a problem. We're pretty far away from replacements right now.
Tricorder. Medical tricorder.
A replacement must be requested as soon as possible. I am programmed only as a short-term emergency supplement to the medical team.
Well, we may be stuck with you for a while, Doc.
There's no need for concern. I am capable of treating any injury or disease. No concussion, you'll be fine. Clean him up.
The whole Voyager series has that same sense of fun and is an instant success, in TV terms as well as Star Trek terms. The UPN network couldn't have started its own voyage with a better liftoff. With Star Trek Voyager as its flagship, UPN is the new network most likely to live long and prosper.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.